From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This in Boston, where this week has marked a year of the coronavirus crisis in Massachusetts. Now, it's a cliche at this point to say that every facet of our lives has been altered dramatically by the pandemic. The way we work, learn, socialize, I mean, really, the list is endless. But a year into this mess, it turns out that list includes one of the most basic parts of our day-to-day lives, one you probably take for granted in comparison to those other things, and that is the language we use. GBH's Edgar B. Herwick III is here to spell it all out. Hey, Edgar, how's it going?
Hey, Paris, I like that spell it out. We're talking about language, spell it out. Very nice.
Yeah, right on point, right? So, all right, Edgar, we're all used to people using buzzwords around big events, but how can you tell when language is actually changing in response to what's happening out in the world?
Well, I'll give you two examples, Paris, of how we can tell the language is changing rapidly and has over the past year. The first, the dictionary itself. I spoke with the folks at Merriam-Webster, which is based in Springfield here in Massachusetts, you know, and they typically are pretty careful, slow-moving in terms of, you know, what they do. But the pandemic has forced them for the first time to have what they call an emergency release. So they basically added new terms to the dictionary, and they updated the definition to a couple of other terms, like in record speed. And speaking of record speed, one of those terms was the term COVID-19 itself, which didn't even exist in the language until last February. And from coinage to inclusion in the dictionary was just 34 days. So 34 days after the word was invented, they had it in the dictionary, and that is a record in the English language.
Wow.
Yeah. Exhibit B is the evolution of language happening right now in real time. So the folks at Michigan State University, their sociolinguistics lab, they have this diary project. They've had participants, a few dozen, who weekly are recording audio diaries. They've been doing it through the whole of this pandemic. And so, they can measure, track changes in the language over time by listening to these diaries. And one thing they've noticed already is the sort of whittling down of language about the coronavirus. So I'll give you an example. In April of last year, the beginning of the pandemic, people were using all kinds of words to describe it. The lockdowns, the coronavirus crisis, the quote, current situation. And then by August, just a few months later, what they saw is that there was like a winning term that, like, most people were just calling it the pandemic. Most of these other terms went away and they sort of zeroed in on the pandemic. So we're seeing language sort of evolve also quickly in real time.
Ah, that's fascinating. And pandemic was actually Merriam-Webster's word of the year last year. And it's got me wondering, Edgar, is there something about the pandemic that's making these linguistic changes much bigger than they would be with other major world events?
Well, I think there's a few things happening here, Paris. One is the fact that this is an experience being shared by so many people, right? Everybody's not necessarily experiencing this coronavirus epidemic the same way, but almost everybody on this planet is living through it. So there is a shared experience there. And then the other thing is that, for a lack of a better way of saying it, it's just the novelty of this all, right? The virus itself, you know, we called early on, remember, the novel coronavirus, right? Because it was new. So that sheer novelty and newness, it sort of drives the creation of new words and the evolution of definitions of current words. But then there's this fascinating question that they're studying at Michigan State University, and that is the impact of social distancing on all this. So on the one hand, the idea that we are socially distanced and in our individual bubbles maybe suggests that it should slow the change of language, right? We are not hanging out with each other, and therefore maybe the evolution of language should slow. On the other hand, Betsy Sneller at Michigan State University, a linguist, points out that the way we are staying connected while we are being socially distant is something that tends to speed up the changing of language. Here's Betsy.
We know that the internet, especially social media platforms like Twitter, where you are interacting with people who you don't know, have this effect of accelerating vocabulary changes.
You know, and this is one of these things, Paris, where for all of these changes that we've seen, the folks at Michigan State and linguists across the world are going to be studying this for years to come.
I'm sure they will. And you know, one of our producers, Franziska, who's German, was telling me that the Germans actually came up with something like 1,200 brand new words around the pandemic. Things like Maskentrottel, which apparently means mask idiot in reference to people who wear their mask under their nose, or Corona Angst, which is more self-explanatory. Have we seen anything like that here?
Oh, yeah, of course. We have a similar thing. In fact, we have a word pretty similar to maskentrottle, right? Which you've probably heard, Paris, which is covidiot.
Yes.
Sort of same idea. Somebody who's, like, not wearing their mask. You know, we have other ones like quarantini.
I've
was a buzzword for a while. Like, having let's have a delicious quarantini with Stanley Tucci. But there's an interesting point here about slang, which is to say, to go back to the very first thing we said, the folks at the dictionary tend to move slowly, be very careful. And so a lot of these words, these slang words, are obviously on their radar, but they're yet to be added to the dictionary. And the real question is, which are going to stand the test of time? So, that remains to be seen. Like, we might say all the time right now, I'm going to go Zoom with my friends, or I'm going to Zoom into this meeting or whatever, right? Using Zoom as a verb. Will we still be doing that in 5 years? I don't know. You don't know. Only time is going to tell, which of these slang words has actual staying power and what is just like a blip in like a little linguistic relic of sort of the past year. We just don't know yet.
Yeah. And I'm thinking too about all these other kind of iterations of things that were happening with the virus that came out. Like the LGBTQ community started calling the coronavirus Miss Rona, right? And we're waiting for Miss Rona to make her exit.
Yeah.
Or some people shortened it to the Rona. And we're also getting tired of using the word pandemic. So now we've just started to say, oh, we can't wait to be out of this panorama or this Panasonic.
Yeah. Again, I think there's a really interesting thing with this, and especially that term Rona, because think about this. You and I, probably, Paris, I don't want to speak for you, but I do not call influenza influenza. I call it the flu. You call it the flu. And I think one of the reasons we do is because the flu is something that we continue to live with. So linguists will tell you that language over time wants to move toward efficiency. And Rona is much more efficient than coronavirus. So there's a case to be made that if COVID-19 or coronavirus or this one or other coronaviruses remain with us for many years, there's probably a chance that something like Rona becomes the very common way we refer to it. If this is the only coronavirus that we all experience and it goes away, 10 years from now, we might look back and call it the coronavirus, but not have that need to call it Rona. Do you know what I mean? So again, it's a time will tell situation. Who knows?
Who knows, Edgar? Well, either way, I'm so glad that you were able to shine light on this. Thanks so much. And I hope this weekend you're able to grab an Abstand beer, which means a social distance beer.
Thank you, Paris. Or a quarantini.
Exactly. And one day we'll get to enjoy one together.
Here's hoping.
That's reporter Edgar B. Herwick III. Before we go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. City Council President Kim Janey is outlining her agenda for when she becomes acting mayor. She will become the city's first woman mayor and first Black mayor after Marty Walsh is confirmed as Labor Secretary and resigns. Janey plans to focus on getting coronavirus vaccines to communities of color, which have been hit the hardest by the pandemic.
The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our strength and exposed the challenges and the disparities we have long faced as a community. We must not turn away from tackling these longer-term challenges.
Her other priorities include addressing racial injustice and increasing middle-income housing. It's Friday, which means next week you'll have my co-host Arun Roth to guide you through the news of the day. And here he is now. Hey, Arun.
Hey, Paris. Have you asked him about the survey yet? You got to ask him about the survey.
I do have to ask them about the survey, because as you all have heard in recent episodes, the Consider This team has put together a survey asking for your feedback on what you'd like to hear on Consider This going forward.
That's right. We want to continue making Consider This the best it can be. And it's really important we collaborate with you, our listeners, on that.
Arun, one of my favorite pieces of feedback so far has been one listener who says they're really liking the collaboration between WBUR and GBH.
Hey, that makes two of us. I've really been enjoying this, Paris.
Me too. Make it three. That said, we love reading your feedback. You can send in comments at wbur.org/survey.
That's right, wbur.org/survey. Head there now to help us grow the show in all the best ways for you.
From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since your free time and online surveys, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. A lot happens in our city every day. Want the Boston version of this show along with WBUR's best local news stories all in a podcast feed? Just search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and the arts, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.